We'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's City Council meeting, Mesa City Council, for Monday, January 14th, 2013. We'll begin this evening with an invocation by Councilmember Dave Richens, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Dina Higgins. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Our Father in Heaven, we're grateful to gather together in stewardship of this city.
We ask thy spirit and thy blessings to be upon us as we make decisions, that we'll make them with wisdom, we'll make them with kindness, and that we'll recognize the diverse needs of our community. We're grateful for the opportunity to serve, and we ask that thou wilt help us do so with dignity and with honor. We say these things in God's holy name. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This evening, we'd like to welcome to the council meeting one of our state senators. Senator Rich Crandall has represented Mesa first in District 19, and then now with redistricting, he represents Mesa from District 16, right? And we are so very grateful for his support, and he's one of the legislators that we enjoy because he talks to us. Sometimes that's an accomplishment, and a big supporter of Mesa. And congratulations on being sworn in today, the first day of the 51st legislature, I believe it is, for the state of Arizona. So thank you, Senator Crandall, for all you do and for being here. Appreciate it. The next item on the agenda is to take action on the consent agenda, which will be read in by Kevin Christopher. Kevin.
Citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Cabo Tequila Bar, 30 South Robeson Street. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Max Mart, 735 East McAllops Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Sprouse Farmers Market, 5225 East Southern Avenue. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Dollar General Store, 6030 East Main Street. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Beaver Choice Restaurant, 745 West Baseline Road. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Chubby Hubby Barbecue and Sports Grill, 155 South Power Road. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for Il Forno Italian Restaurant, 6606 East McAllops Road. Item 4A, act on 3-year term contract for leather work gloves for materials and supply inventory. Item 4B, act on 1-year renewal of term contract for industrial supplies for citywide use. Item 4C, act on 1-year copier maintenance agreement for the print shop. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase 30 new handheld mobile fingerprint identification devices for the police department. The funding is from the 2009 American Recovery and Reinvestment Act Justice Assistance Grant. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase 5 replacement fingerprint workstations for the police department. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase a replacement dry lab photo processor for the Police Department Forensic Services. Funding is from the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission. Item 4G, act on 1-year renewal of term contract for directed and non-directed medical care services for safety services. Item 4H, act on 1-year renewal of term contract for LED modules for pedestrian and traffic control signals for the materials and supply warehouse for transportation. Item 4I, act on contract to purchase replacement solar-powered batteries and LED lighting for city bus shelters for the transportation department. Item 4J, act on 3-year contract for bus shelter maintenance and repair services as requested by the transportation department. Item 4K, act on 3-year term contract for glass beads for the material and supplies warehouse for transportation traffic operations. Item 4L, act on three-year term contract for traffic signal loop replacement services for Transportation Department. Item 4M, act on three-year term contract for guardrail installation and repair services for Transportation Department. Item 4N, act on two-year renewal of contract for debris collection and disposal as requested by the Transportation Department. Item 4O, act on one-year renewal of term contract for aluminum electric cable for the materials and supply warehouse for the Energy Resources Department, Electric Utility Division. Item 4P, act on one-year renewal of term contract for pad-mounted switchgear for the materials and supply warehouse for Energy Resources, Electric Utility Division. Item 4Q, act on contract for Northwest Water Reclamation Plant Facility Upgrades. Funding is available in the fiscal year 12-13 Wastewater Bond Capital Program. Item 4R, act on contract for Brown Road Water Treatment Filter Press. The funding is available in the fiscal year 12-13 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 4S, act on contract for improvements to County Line Pump Station Number 2. Funding is available in the fiscal year 12-13 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 4T, act on dollar limit increase for the term contract for general maintenance for the Water Resources and Facilities Maintenance Departments. Item 4U, act on contract for Well 11 electric transformer replacement for Engineering, Energy Resources, and Water Resources Departments. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a development agreement with Morrison Ranch Incorporated for reimbursement for regional street and street lighting improvements required by Mesa for the proposed Desert Place at Morrison Ranch Subdivision, 7531 East Guadalupe Road. Mesa's share of the funding for the improvements is budgeted in the fiscal year 12-13 transportation budget. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to accept funding available through a contract with AZ Post to purchase firearms range equipment for the Mesa Police Department. Item 5C, act on resolution approving the assessment diagram map for the Crisman Road Improvements Street Assessment Project. Item 5D, act on resolution setting February 4th, 2013 as a public hearing date for the review and approval of the proposed final assessments for the Crisman Road Improvements Street Assessment Project. And item 6A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute a memorandum of understanding with the Barry and Peggy Goldwater Library and Archives for the lease and development of city-owned property at the southeast corner of McDonald and First Avenue. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there an item that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Councilmember Glover.
You could 6A. I serve on the Barry and Peggy Goldwater Library and Foundations Board, so I'm declaring a conflict of interest.
Okay. Item 6A has been removed from the consent agenda. And that is the first thing that we'll undertake. Item 6A. After we vote on the consent. Thank you for keeping me straight. I actually had three council members in unison. That, usually it's just Councilmember Kavanaugh kicking me under the table, but three of you. Good job. Deanne, Ms. Mizikelson, is there any request from the public to remove an item from the consent agenda?
No request, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion from the Vice Mayor and a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh to approve the consent agenda. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The consent agenda is approved. Now, are we okay now? Okay, now we'll undertake item 6A, which is approve and authorize city manager to execute a memorandum of understanding with the Barry and Peggy Goldwater Library and Archives. I think we discussed this previously. Yeah. Waiting for that to clear out. Okay. We have a motion to approve from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Higgins. Is there any discussion on this issue? Councilmember Richens. Oh, I'm sorry, you are. I got a new screen here too. Councilmember Richens.
Just wanted to confirm that this just is the beginning of a negotiated process. You know, this isn't really approving the framework of a deal. It just says that we're going to enter. We intend to enter into a deal with the Goldwater Library. Correct.
Yes, Mayor and Councilmember Richens. This is the, as we've done in, I think almost most of our large agreements, we've done an MOU, to non-binding MOU, to establish the framework of the deal points that we've talked about, the business points, and I think you have those in front of you. So those will now be incorporated into the larger formal document that will then be brought to council. But this is giving us direction to use this as the framework for the deal points will be
pre- so this does define the framework, right?
Oh, because I know that there was some discussion about utility incentives.
Right, and I don't believe that was addressed in the MOU as something that we'll have to bring to council in the final agreement.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Let me look at my screen. Nope, nothing there. All right. We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative, with Council Member Glover abstaining due to a conflict. The motion carries. The next item is item 7A, liquor license for Piggly's at the fair. Vice Mayor, you requested this be removed.
Am I hot?
I guess you are now. Gee, this is new technology here, so there you go.
Thank you, Mayor. I asked for this item to be removed from the consent agenda because one of the applicants was revealed to us is currently completing a sentence for driving under the influence. And I have concerns about approving a permanent liquor license while somebody is currently undergoing treatment or judicial requirements. However, I am also about second chances. I had the opportunity to speak to Alan Everett, who is the director of the Arizona Department of Liquor. He said that the applicant has, for a new liquor license as a requirement, it bears a burden for demonstrating his or her capability, qualifications, and reliability. And in addition, the applicant for the new license bears a burden of demonstrating that granting of a license is in the best interest of the community. I think what would be in the best interest of the community would be to recommend denial of this claim at this point until the applicant finishes his or her DUI sentence, which has been brought to my attention should be in the first or second week of February. The applicant also has been issued, not by this board, but by the liquor board, a temporary liquor license for their business that runs through the end of March. So by denying this today, they still will be able to operate their business. The person who has the DUI will be able to complete the treatment. And so my recommendation would be that we we would recommend against issuing the license. Would that be the correct language?
Recommend denial.
We recommend denial. And that we give staff authority to withdraw that protest upon completion of the sentence, which would be the removal of the interlock device from the applicant's vehicle, at which time they would send a letter to the director of Arizona Board of Liquors, as well as the chairman of the Board of Liquor, saying that we remove our protest. Having had that conversation with the director, he said at that point he would be able to go ahead and issue the license. So that would be my motion, sir.
Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm going to oppose the motion. I think it's well intended as it's offered, but I'm really not sure if this is a valid reason under state law that a city can use to recommend denial. So for that reason alone, I'm not going to be in support of the motion. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We do have a motion on the table. Now we have a second from Councilmember Pinter. If I could ask, the motion was to recommend denial with instruction that once that was done to issue a letter. I mean, what are our rights as a city, or what is expected to us as a city? I mean, I think the Vice Mayor said he spoke with the director. I mean, is this how it would play out, or I guess I'm a little bit confused about that.
I'm sorry, Mayor, I'm not sure I'm understanding.
Well, motion, usually we vote to recommend approval or recommend denial, and that's it, and we send that on to the state liquor board. On this one, we're recommending denial with also a trailer that says, gives instruction to staff. And I don't know whether that denial would include communication, Vice Mayor. Does your motion include communication to the state liquor board that would say that would have a conditional denial that stated when this is done we will remove that?
Well, the state liquor board in this conversation, I asked what several options were. For example, would we be able to approve with condition? The state liquor board director said they do not accept conditions. It's either yes or no. So we have to send either a yes or no answer. So the answer to us would be no. But what we could do, and talking to Mr. Everett, he said so that we didn't have to take other action, if we direct staff then once that interlock device is removed from the applicant's vehicle, that's the end of the sentence. And so once that's removed, staff could then send, the applicant can notify staff, staff could then notify the liquor board that because the interlock is removed, given the direction from this council, that we would no longer, since the sentence is terminated, we no longer have objection to issuing the license.
Okay, now, and this is where I'm a little confused, because what we're asking is that we deny and then we approve. So it's really a two-phase deal.
Yeah, basically it's conditional denial. And we have in the past done something like this where council had an objection to a certain item and the applicant had not fixed whatever that item was. And the recommendation was for denial unless and until the applicant fixes this issue. And then if they do fix that issue, then council's recommendation is for approval. And so we did go through this process once many years ago. It wasn't with regard to a DUI conviction. Yeah, I think it was paying a fee or something.
Taxes
that
or something.
Yeah.
Now, so what is it, let's say this were approved, what is the communication we would send to the liquor board? Would we tell them what our plans are in the transmittal?
Yes, we would take the minutes of this council meeting, and we would submit them to the liquor board, and then we would have an attorney show up when a hearing is set and express the concerns of the council.
Okay, and we would tell them at that time that if this is completed, then, let's say what happens if the hearing, and I'm assuming that when they get the denial, from what I understand, they immediately schedule a hearing, right?
Yes. Now, how immediate, I don't know.
Oh, okay. So it's possible that hearing might take place after the sentence is done, at which time our attorney would say, we no longer deny this, we recommend approval because the sentence has been done.
That's correct.
Okay.
Mayor, the meeting is March 7th. I talked to the director about that. Also, if we remove our denial once that sentence is over, then the director does have the authority to sign the liquor license without having to go to the appeal.
When we say the meeting, the hearing would be
the hearing.
March,
the hearing is March 7th. That's the next scheduled meeting. Okay. But the director indicated that if this is the condition, he receives a letter from staff saying that we remove our protest, as he put it, or our denial, that he could issue the license right there without having to go through that committee.
Okay. Councilman Richens.
Since we have a state legislator here, we're going to take the opportunity to the bigger policy question, Rich, Senator Crandall, is why is the state liquor board offering temporary licenses to people with convicted DUIs? And so that's really the policy question that we would forward to the state legislature for exploration, that, you know, probably we should consider in a temporary application whether or not somebody has a DUI so that doesn't happen, you know, before things get settled.
Okay. Any other comments? I tend to agree that this is just a strange situation that a temporary license would be issued to someone who has an outstanding misdemeanor conviction, not a felony, misdemeanor conviction, not a DUI. That just seems a little awkward to me. But I'm going to agree with Councilmember Kavanaugh. I'm not sure that this is the way to handle this. I don't have a real problem with the denial, but I think that maybe there's no other reason why. From what I'm hearing, there's no other reason why we would deny this. We recognize that this applicant will finish her sentence prior to the hearing, and therefore we would say we'll approve it. It just seems to me like we could approve and send a very strongly worded letter to the legislature and to the liquor board stating that we have problems with this as a policy matter because it does seem to work against what good liquor policy would be. But we recognize the parameters of the liquor law. And under that, this person will get her liquor license. So I'm going to vote against the motion, not because I think it's a valid issue, and I appreciate the Vice Mayor for bringing it up. I just agree with Councilmember Kavanaugh. I think it's a little outside the process, and I think we could accomplish better by following the direct process. So I guess, sorry, no, let me make sure. The motion on the table is for denial of the request, okay? With a notification to the liquor board that once the sentence is served and we get some confirmation from the court, that we would then change that denial into approval. That's the motion. Is that
Steph would send that letter.
We'll send that letter.
My only request would be that the applicant have to notify us because we would not get notified.
Okay, after the applicant notifies us.
Yeah.
Okay, is that Vice Mayor? Is that
yes? And the
Councilman
Fenton,
you second, is that okay?
Right after the interlock device is removed, because that would be the termination of.
Okay, so basically, an aye vote is to approve denial. A nay vote is to not. Okay, please vote. The vote is 4-3, four nays and three ayes, with Vice Mayor Summers, Councilman Fenton, and Councilman Richens voting aye. So we will now need a follow-up motion on the action. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Mayor, I move for approval.
Okay. Councilmember Kavanaugh with Councilmember Glover on a second. Councilmember Kavanaugh, could I ask that perhaps you have an amendment to your approval, that perhaps we instruct staff to send a letter stating our concerns with this? Is that possible?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, okay, good. Well, why don't you say it then?
I didn't get the words out.
Okay. Okay, so your motion is approval, but why don't you go ahead and state it?
Yeah, I'm moving to recommend approval of the liquor license, but also asking staff to send a letter to the liquor board just as a comment that then in reviewing this case, we believe there is a concern with state law, particularly in terms of granting interim permits to people who have been convicted of a DUI, that we suggest this policy should be reviewed, as it appears to be inconsistent with the whole idea of serving alcohol.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Glover, is that okay? Okay. Vice Mayor, comment.
No, I will I'll vote against this one. However, I do fully support the letter of this one. So it's just, for me, a matter of I just don't feel comfortable approving this for somebody who's finished up a DUI sentence.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay. A yes vote is to vote to approve, send a recommendation of approval, and also instruct staff to send the letter stating our concerns. Okay. Please vote. The vote is four ayes and three nays, with Vice Mayor Summers, Councilmember Fenter, and Councilmember Richens voting nay. The motion carries. The next item on the agenda. Sorry, what? Yeah, thank you. I got it. Got a blue card right here. We had a long break. You know, I have to be retrained. After you can take a month off, and I've forgotten everything.
Jet lag.
Items from citizens present. We have one request to speak, Mr. Charles Christman. Charlie? And as a reminder, I know you've been here before, but 3 minutes, and since this is not an agendized item, we cannot respond to it, although if there's an issue, we would love to have staff or whoever or any of us after the meeting discuss it with you. So please go ahead, Ed.
Okay, thank you. My name is Charlie Christman, and I reside at 2854 East Bacchus in Mesa. My wife spoke here December 3rd and requested that I take my turn as a kind of therapy. She said she may have been helped somewhat, and so due to my sleepless nights, I stand here before you. I have the same concern and issue. When my father was mayor, he didn't quite have the staff that you have at your disposal to deal with problems. He dealt with people personally. One day he was approached by a hostile man that wanted my father to fire the chief of police. After listening to his complaint, my father gave the man some good counsel. He said, "Mr. Smith, no relation, don't make enemies you don't have to make." That story was passed on to me 45 years ago, and I have tried to deal with the city of Mesa on a number of issues, at least the last 25 years, most of them instigated by you, not personally, maybe Mr. Kavanaugh's been there long enough, but it goes back away, and we have a history. I stand here today because of yet another issue I think, if you've read some letters, you're familiar with. To quote a former council member, I'll remain nameless, "We are policymakers, we don't get involved in personal issues." I suppose that is what the city employees are supposed to do. You make policy, they interpret and they enforce policies. And when they prove difficult to do so, they make recommendations. And then with your vote of approval, they're amended so that they can do what they're supposed to do and not harm or injure people. Now, if it is your policy to collect a sales tax on an imaginary assessment of unpaid, unrealized rental income on a building that we own and occupy ourselves and no others, then I have a problem. I have a lawyer's opinion that states government may not tax rent when rent is not actually collected from a tenant, even if you are both landlord and tenant. Taxation of rent depends on the collection of that rent. Until the profit of rents are realized, they cannot be taxed. Now, that's worth going to court over, I think. I think it's badly worded, and I think Scottsdale State Senator Michelle Reagan believes that the intent of the law has been misinterpreted. Many governmental leaders are now weighing in on this problem because it is the death blow to many small businesses. We are a small business. I'm retired, but my wife still is engaged in this. You should be leaders resolving these poor policies. If it is your intent or your policy to favor large corporations, which much of this is excluded by, or internet businesses that are excluded, then this is not fair and it's not a level playing field. I was granted an audience with Mr. Richens, and I appreciate that. There are other issues that 3 minutes will not permit time to allow. However, we have not been contacted by any of you. We have had letters, and Mr. Brady has not contacted us as well, but we are available. Thank you, Mayor and Council.
Thank you, Charlie. Now, and I appreciate you contacting Mayor. Now, I would like to say that, Lisa, I wish you wouldn't have left so fast after last meeting, because I'd love to talk. We were trying to grab you to talk to you to get more information on this, and we would be more than happy to do that tonight, okay? All right? And so we can talk about that, because this is an issue that comes up a lot, and there's some interesting fact situations that come into play that we'd love to know. So we'll talk to you afterwards, okay? Yeah, Councilman Richards.
Can I ask a question of staff on this topic? I can't ask the applicant anything, but can I raise a quick question on that, or is it completely?
We should talk about it either after the meeting or agendize it.
Okay.
Thank you. Mickelson, any other requests to speak?
No additional requests, Mayor.
Good job. You did better than I did today. That's for sure. I have a motion adjourned from Councilmember Higgins, second from Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.